This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 412, recorded, I was going to say March, but it's April. God. April 8th, 2015. Time just getting away. I was looking at my I was looking for something in email a couple days ago. I was like, oh, that was just about 2 months ago. When was this? 2013. What they say about your memory going away as you get older and time just flies.
We should ask Don because
he Don, let's set it under the learning tree for a minute. Don, what's it like?
Who are you? Why am I here? What's going on?
More to the point, how much caffeine have you had, Brian?
Not enough.
Don, there's no poop on the floor.
I had my first caffeine free coffee like an hour and a half ago, and it was the weirdest thing.
Are you sure?
It said caffeine free or caffeinated. I don't know.
Sure, it wasn't coffee free caffeine.
That's great. Okay, I'm your host, Brian Kilby. With me, we have Headmaster Don, Diecast, Chris, aka XV, Matt, aka Melvar, Rob Clay, and the one and only John DeLuna.
The Velvet Voice, John.
The
DeLuna.
Velvet Voice.
Indeed.
The Velveteen Rabbit.
I can't say the Velvet Fog because, of course, we all know that was Miller for me, so we can't. I can't call you that.
Was who?
The Velvet was Miller for me. So
people call that's what Miller for me was called. I had no idea.
Yes, I thought you were going to make like a vaudeville reference just to date yourself, Don. But Miller for me is not too bad. No, it's only late 60s.
Miller for me was the guy on Night Court, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. He played himself.
Okay, so let's.
It's not like he had anything else to do.
Yeah. So, I want to mention this because I mentioned this, but I want to make sure that everybody completely understands because I always assume stuff. We have expanded our Transformers offerings. We now offer Transformers comic podcast, pre-order podcast, RC minicast, all this awesome stuff, and it's available to you where you find this show. Go to tfradio.net, or if you find us on iTunes, on YouTube, Stitcher, wherever, we have all these shows. So we have Fanboy vs. Transformers, which is our comic podcast, and we, Chris, had two episodes today.
Mm-hmm.
Because two comics came out, so instead of making you listen to... If you only care about Transformers versus G.I. Joe, you don't have to listen to More Than Meets the Eye comic and vice versa. So each week... Well,
even if we were going to combine releases per week, I wouldn't make anybody sit and listen to that Transformers versus G.I. Joe conversation.
So it was good.
Yeah, it was good conversation.
It was good. It was a good conversation. Sorry, Don. But it was really good. So we also have There Goes My Money, which I was on this week, my first time, which is the Transformers pre-order podcast.
But Kilby, we know where your money's going.
So, we also had the...
You did buy something from that show.
Yeah,
so.
I did. During the show.
No, but I'm talking about Dystopia.
Okay.
But there was something else.
If you want to help me get
Time's
Dystopia,
running out,
tfradio.net/Amazon. All of the Combiner Wars Wave 3 stuff just posted.
We're like a week away.
Yeah, I know. So, also, the RC Minicast this week was a postmortem on Play With Us 2. And there's a lot of great feedback on... the Play With Us 2 Kickstarter, in case the guys want to do that again. I think what you guys laid out would help a lot.
Yes, and just to reiterate, we're encouraging them to do it again.
Right. We would like to see that happen again.
But I listened to it. You guys were not beating up at all. It was it was constructive criticism, and it was all good stuff.
Thank you.
Let's see here. Did somebody think that you were beating up on them?
No,
we thought we might be construed that way.
Nah, I didn't take it that way. Of course, I wasn't the you know person you're talking about.
you didn't conduct a failed.
So we have Being Awesome with Rob Springer and RFC Extra, which is our full interview with Colin Douglas from TFCon. Lots of awesome stuff posted this week. You guys are great.
So much content.
I know, right?
So much content. So much awesome Transformers content.
You'll be able to avoid reality for hours on end.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And it's nice that it's all different. You know, it's not like we're rehashing the same stuff Well, and that's something, like, you know, we've talked for years about adding extra shows, but there was always the problem of feeling like we're just retreading the kind of stuff we would be talking about on here on the main show. And, like, I think we've gotten into a good groove of diversifying and specializing the content for each thing. You know, this is our catch-all. We're going to talk a little bit about everything, but now we have, like, in-depth shows to cover all the stuff that we can't go into as much as we want to here.
Yeah, and that was the idea behind it.
And especially like, you know, RFC Extra is really cool because all the stuff that you don't get to see during a show, and the minicast, because that's really, like, you know, focused conversation on stuff that each of us wants to have more time to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, the minicasts are great because, I mean, you know, there's 7-8 of us on the show, on the main show here every week, and you don't always get to say everything you want to on a subject. So
yeah,
I want to give a quick shout out also to Jeremy from Transmissions. Thank you, Jeremy, for using the Amazon link. They have a Patreon, which I think is at patreon.com/transmissions, and they use some of their funds to buy some equipment from our Amazon link. I love that.
You guys are awesome.
So, let's see here. Oh, Facebook contest. I'm going to go ahead and announce the winner of our Facebook contest for this amazingly awesome... I don't want to drop it. Combiner War Silver Bolt, donated by Diecast.
And Hasbro.
And Hasbro. Hasbro gave it to him, but he gave it to us for this.
Hail Hasbro.
Hail Hydra.
And just think about it. I think that's it. Amazingly awesome Silver Bolt.
I know.
It's not even an exaggeration. It's not.
It still doesn't sound right. I mean,
no.
It's the best Combiner Wars Voyager toy so far.
And you know what sounds even less right is amazingly awesome Superion.
I know. That's great.
Because like, I can't wrap my head around that one.
Yeah.
The Universe Silverbolt is pretty nice.
Yeah.
But Superion, an awesome Superion, it makes no sense.
I know.
Yeah, and he doesn't do this. He just actually...
So anyway, the winner of the contest...
It is Travis Perry. Travis, I'll get in contact with you, or I'll try to. If you hear this, message me, but I'll mention your name on the posting. And congratulations. We'll get
And you also win a free Don. Congratulations. We're packing him up and shipping him off.
I can't fulfill that. That statement.
There's postal regulations and stuff.
That statement may be illegal. I don't actually know. these contest things are kind of vaguely weird anyway. So hey, did anybody get anything cool? I got my Wave 2 Combiner Wars figures, and I can't find my Wave 1, so it's almost useless. So,
but I think everyone pretty much got them, right?
Except for Matt. Right? I'm sorry, Matt.
Or me.
Yeah, they're still in the mail.
I haven't even ordered them, so you're ahead of me.
I don't like this no cussing rule right now.
Yeah. Where did you order yours from?
Big Bad Toy Store. They shipped out like a week ago, and I'm still waiting.
Mine shipped out the same day, and I got them yesterday.
Hey, when you get them, let's do a mini cast, Matt, to make up for it.
There you
go. You can just gush for half an hour on your super late toys.
Yeah. I did, however, get Leader Class Megatron.
Do you like
Thank
it?
You, Chris. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Chris, for posting that link at tformers.com. That's awesome.
I kind of want that now.
Great. Why don't you have it?
I can't get my hands on it.
tfradio.net/Amazon. So
it's not up from a primary seller on Amazon right now, so the only ones they have are like $56.
That's even better.
And you know why I think I want it now? Is because of the upgrade kit.
You know, we'll talk about that.
No kidding.
We'll talk about that.
I got something awesome.
What, Don?
I got two awesome things.
Okay.
One, it's an older toy. I picked up an Alternative Banzai Tron.
Oh,
which
neat.
I'm looking forward to.
Which version?
It's the Alternative Secret.
Oh, the Alternative, okay. I didn't know if it's the Alternative or the BotCon.
Yeah. And I picked up this gentleman. You're the Goat Optimus Prime.
So your video is, like, really bad, so we can't really... It looks like a ghost.
No, it's not a video, it's just a toy.
It looks like a ghost. Yeah. What do you think, Don?
The toy is pixelated in person like that, too.
I love this mold. Of course, I think everybody loves this G2 Optimus Prime Scourge mold. I think everybody loves it. I just love the complete color inversion from the G2 mold. All the colors in the accessories, the pink missiles, the neon blues, And the tanker is a clear, is a lot of the clear tanker with a lot of the clear Optimus and the copper highlights. I just think it's just a great inversion of the G2 character.
You know, colorless is not really a color inversion from color. It's just colorless.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're looking at all the color on the G2 version is the tanker and the robot, and inside is all your basic red and blues. This is your
colors.
I don't get where this conversation is going.
Yeah.
Anyway, to me,
Don like very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don Dikey.
It's no Fire Convoy, but Don's into it.
So Don, so you like the coloration of it, even though I like the mold pretty well. I liked it a lot better 10 years ago, but
the price was a lot better 10 years ago too.
Yeah.
How much was it again?
$30 10 years ago.
No. How much did you get? Maybe. So how much did you get that for now, Don?
I got that one for about $45 shipping because it didn't have a box.
Well, there you go. That's a deal. That's not bad. I would pay for that.
If you get one from like retail in person, it's almost $200.
You'd have to be crazy. Sorry sorry for the folks out there that bought it. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Knee jerk reaction.
Yeah. You know, basically, I just like all the color. The accessories are more like it's like a Christmas tree.
I want my Hasbro toys to be like Christmas trees.
You know, I don't really do Christmas, but if I could find a colorless clear plastic Christmas tree.
No.
Fiber
optic, I guess. That's basically the same thing.
Imagine an older aluminum Christmas tree, okay?
You're losing me, Don.
That is.
Picture a world.
In a world.
I like aluminum trees.
Okay,
they're pretty.
Okay, exactly. Yeah. Now, just imagine Optimus Prime, the trailer, and the body is your aluminum tree, okay?
Plus, when you're done with it, you can go and take it to the can place and recycle it.
My gosh.
And then
30 cents a pound.
Imagine your color wheel that's projecting the colors onto the tree are your accessories. So your accessories are highlighting and bringing out the details of the figure instead of the way
clear
around.
Plastic?
That you're actually making a good case for doing something like this that's just like solid silver chrome with really colorful accessories to put with it.
Or like a base that has flashing LEDs.
Yes. That's
Yeah.
That would be great.
I mean that's kind of interesting as a concept.
Like if you could get that leader or the MP clear Soundwave and put a bunch of LEDs in that might be interesting.
Fill the tape compartment with it and just
with thermite. Yeah. Hey, so
or
we
if
got
you
a lot.
Get some like fancy bladed accessories for that Target Optimus Prime from last year that's all silver chrome.
Yeah. Nice. So we got a lot to talk about this week. So let's go ahead and move ahead. So this week in history, April 7th, 2004. The Melbourne House developed Transformers PlayStation 2 game, that was the Armada one, is released in the UK by Atari. So I was thinking, I was thinking it was the G1 game, which is awful.
Yeah, Transformers Tatakai, I believe that is.
That game is so terrible. But yeah, the Atari game is good. And it was the best Transformers game up until Fall of Cybertron. I mean, War for Cybertron, pretty much.
I still think in some ways the PS2 game is better than that. Not always, obviously, because I mean, yeah, the High Moon games were good games, but there's just something about that Armada game that really still grabs me.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, High Moon games were good movies to watch.
Yeah, they're fun.
Like
they're
interactive
fun.
Movies.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. Like I watched someone's playthrough of Fall of Cybertron on YouTube. It took about an hour and a half, and after that, it's like, well, I don't ever need to play this now because I've seen everything in the game.
You really need to play that final level to appreciate it.
I never need to play the Armada game again.
You do because it's a good game.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so that came out 11 years ago.
You do because you at least need to play until you get to the Tidal Wave level.
I can never get past.
I never
that.
Got to the Tidal Wave level.
I would counter with you need to play Fall of Cybertron at least long enough to hit the melee button to have Metroplex crush Megatron.
You know, you make a good point, Rob.
Very good, very good. So, moving to the news. Legends LG10 RC to be reissued in August. Don, just in time for you to miss BotCon. So I know I know you're looking for one of those for Susan Blue to autograph. So why do you need to give her? Why do you need to have her autograph the Takara version? Why is the Hasbro version not good enough?
Actually, it's not the autograph; it's to give to her.
Why is the Hasbro version not good enough?
Because it's not. I mean, it's not.
She's going to think you're a stalker.
Why would you give her a figure? Don't you think she has it?
Well, okay. Now, believe it or not, a few years ago, I talked to Mr. McConaughey, who did the voice of Trax and Cosmos. He didn't have any of his figures. No one had ever given him any of his figures of Transformers. So through the years, I've gave him a Revealed the Shield Trax and two different Cosmoses, the first Legend.
You going to give him the Masterpiece Trax?
If I'm debating, I'm sorry, just Trax and Cosmos are two of my favorite characters. But I just want to give Sue Blue, I just want to give her the better, more accurate RC. You know,
You should give her.
CF Radio.
You should get like that Captain America figure that Diecast has, but have yourself put into it.
Yes.
So, Don,
that just makes you sound pathetic and creepy. No.
Don,
it would be wonderful.
Don, when you approach her to give her the toy of the character she voiced, you need to lead with, "Hello, I'm Headmaster Don. Perhaps you've heard of me."
Well, actually, when she was at last at BotCon, I told her that hopefully the next time she's at a BotCon that I will be able to finally give her a RC toy.
Do you think that weirded her out?
Next time I see you.
She's like, I have to cancel my bookings.
Take everything out of context, why don't you?
I know, Don.
How long have you been here with us, Don?
This is the perfect opportunity to plug 2 weeks from now. It's going to happen. The minicast where Don,
I can't
for
wait.
30 minutes, talks about RC.
That's awesome.
So has this been recorded yet, or are you still like twisting his arm to get this
done?
Oh,
it's done.
Oh,
excellent.
Oh, is that episode 9?
I think so.
Oh, I've already listened to 8. I liked it, so I can't wait to listen to 9 now. Sweet. Mm. I've heard it, folks. I've heard the episodes 7, 8. I haven't heard 9 yet, so they're good. They're good. Okay, so moving ahead, Rescue Bot Season 4 is confirmed. Hey, I need to catch up.
Congratulations. It's a solid show for the younger fans, and I'm glad it's still giving a chance to keep on keeping on.
Hey, you know, like, no joke when I say this. So has Transformers diversifying a little bit, kind of like we're doing with the podcast. We need to do a podcast for like teenagers, because we do sort of lean, you know, like older. We should do a podcast that's for Transformers fans that are like in their like teens, that, you know, talk about the Bay movies. That's all it is. It's a Transformers movie podcast.
Not it.
I know when they diecast.
I think diecast trends younger.
I think diecast is the closest thing we have to the teenage audience among our regulars. I mean, look at him for one thing.
And for the younger kids, we could do a Rescue Bots podcast.
Well, actually, isn't Amy doing that on the Underbase?
Possibly.
I think Underbase is specifically comics.
Possibly. Oh, okay. I know that Underbase is specifically comics, but it's entirely possible she's doing something.
Yeah, because Ian Nicole are just huge.
She and Nicole are doing that. I'm mentioning other podcasts way more this week than normal. I think it's the caffeine. They're doing that gym podcast with Mike.
I thought you had decaf.
No, I've been drinking. I've been nursing a 2-liter Pepsi Max for the last 30 minutes.
That explains some things.
I love Pepsi Max. So,
and he probably has his caffeine gum.
But I don't have any caffeine gum. I need some. But I'm going to crash before the show's over, so I'm trying to get as much out as I can now. But yeah, they have that gym podcast, which, you know, gym's not really my thing, so I haven't checked that out. But I am looking forward to the movie, believe it or not. We'll see the movie. Yeah, okay, so Rescue Bots Season 4. Okay, so...
Oh, Brian, one thing. Michael Bell is supposed to be doing a voice in an upcoming episode of Rescue Bots. Just to
Butter?
Tie that in.
Butter?
Also, for the record, Rescue Bots hitting a 4th season will bring its episode count to where it is the longest-running Transformers TV series.
That is interesting, and that makes sense.
Yeah. Whoa.
So the longest-running would be G1 with 96 episodes, so this is going 98. To surpass... 98. Yeah, 98. Mm-hmm. So this will surpass that.
Yep.
Interesting. And I am a bad Transformers fan for never watching more than the first 5 episodes.
You've seen more than I have.
I haven't watched a single one.
I've watched a couple episodes,
and like, there's nothing wrong with it. It does not click with me.
At this point, yeah. I've seen more Rescue Bots episodes than I've seen Robots in Disguise. I haven't watched any of either. I like the first 4 episodes I watched. It's just that, you know, my ability to catch them on the internet.
Maybe if they had a better, like, actual airing time slot.
I can't DVR, so I'm using Sling TV now for my TVs. So, first look at Autobot Intel Ops new box set with Perceptor, Blaster, Ram Horn, Steeljaw, and Eject. And,
no love for Rewind?
Apparently not.
Oh man, that's not fair. This browser is probably not going to work.
Like, we got one of those guys in there. That's enough.
I think it's,
Rewind, isn't he dead?
Just one of them.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's, probably a discrimination thing. If I had to guess. No, I'm not serious, but...
I could follow that up with something kind of bad, but I'm not going to.
Again,
this was superhero time. I totally would. Like, if you listen to superhero time this week, I said something much worse than I would have said just now. But different show.
I mean, I know. So, like, is it spoilers if I mentioned something from 2 years ago?
No. Probably not.
Okay, so like, I've been way behind on the Transformers where the meets the eye. I'm still behind on Robots in Disguise. So, spoilers, people, when Rewind dies and then they do, he has that message that he recorded and gave to Chrome Dome that was from his data banks, I, like, almost cried. It was, like, the most awesome, sad thing ever. Like, that was awesome. I freaking love that comic. Sorry. I'm just gushing a little bit because it is, like, the best. But, yeah, so this box set... I don't really want this.
I don't know why
I would want to buy this, but I guess if you don't have these toys.
Yeah, if you missed out on SDCC Blaster and you never bothered with Toys R Us Perceptor.
The originals?
What is that red part at the bottom center? I've never actually had a whole Perceptor, so...
Red part at the bottom center, let me look.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering that myself.
Like, there are some new things in here, like the slides.
Yeah, the slides are new.
Those are slides and not like cases for the cassettes. Okay.
Oh, those are not the right size to be cases for the cassettes.
No.
Okay, so those are slides that fold in half, so it's not too long.
You know, I'm not sure what the red things are in the bottom there.
Me either.
Well, I will say it's a very pretty packaged box set. I mean, you can see everything. I mean, so if you were to leave it in mitten box, you can see everything without having to worry about having to open it and everything else.
There's a lot of stuff in the box, too, yeah.
On the other hand, think of what you're going to be paying for this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Blaster was, what, like $60?
The SDCC version?
Yeah.
It was probably closer to $100, I forgot. That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I have it.
I want to say around 25.
I have it, too. I don't know where it is, but...
It's that weird coloration of it too. I never understood why they made it brown.
I'm just wondering why did they not do any odd colors on this set like they did the Astro Train and Blitzwing?
To answer that question, we would have to understand why they did the colors they did on that set. Because I think that is really the more pertinent question here, more than why didn't they do that on this set or why didn't they do that on the Insecticons?
And they were already like disappointed for that SDCC Blaster that they decided that they shouldn't desecrate Blaster again. Actually, the Blaster one's not that bad. It's just a lot.
I mean, you know, they could have done, like, Twin Cast and...
They did that.
Diaclone, I guess.
No, they could have... They already desecrated Blaster by doing that Shattered Glass version.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Like, so did everyone else.
Yeah.
So I was at Retro Reboot in Charlotte, North Carolina, a couple weekends ago, and they had it in stock. And Jake was like, "Hey, do you want to buy this?" And I'm like, "No." I think he sold it to the guy that was there with at the same time. But it was pretty awesome.
I thought it was kind of interesting just for the different colored cassettes.
Yeah. And that's half the reason I got Twincast when that came out. The reissue came out. So, yeah, neat stuff. Okay, so this is a big one for me. It's sad that it's a big one, but I like it.
We should also mention before we move off the reissue thing that the Blitzwing and Astro Train 2-pack, Hasbro's website has a listing for that with an SRP of $65.99.
So it's less terrible than we thought.
Slightly?
Yeah, the Astro Train is slowly, and I mean slowly, growing on me.
It's growing on me.
That Blitzwing looks really good, though.
It does.
Like, for that price, I will probably pull the trigger.
Yeah, but I'm still calling that Safety Astro Train.
But, it, like...
The whole thing doesn't make any sense.
But I have no desire whatsoever to buy that Insecticon set. That's just...
No, that's pointless.
Yeah. So, I was very pleased to see this. We are getting repaints of the Legends class, the Seeker Mold and Ultra Magnus... Optimus, so we're getting Ultra Magnus and Skywarp.
Yeah, these are the older Legion-sized ones, not the current.
Yes, these are the ones from 2011?
Possibly earlier, since it was revealed the shield.
And they're showing up in store now, right?
Yeah, Fred's.
Wow.
So that Optimus is okay. The Skywarp is okay. But that's the one that doesn't have the weapon, does it?
No, I don't see a weapon.
So it's not the retool of the or the second release of the molds, which is weird.
Or it is, and they cut the weapons out to cut costs.
Yeah, exactly. Because the last release of these at at Big Lots and Dollar General, they do have the
weapons. And Family Dollar had them as well.
That was just Thundercracker, though, right? He's the only one I think we got with weapons.
Optimus had weapons. Optimus had the
sword.
Seekers.
Starscream actually had the weapons too when he was in that wave.
The weapons were added on for the GDO releases, and then everything produced after that, regardless of the deco, ended up with the weapons made for that.
Yeah, so later runs of that wave, Optimus and Starscream and all had the weapons.
Yeah, because that was the first time we saw the Motor Breath trademark name.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Because I was just thinking of the redo as Optimus, not that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I haven't seen this, so this is news to me. This is for Don. Early concept art for Fire Convoy for Robots in Disguise 15th anniversary.
Oh, Car Robots. Yeah. Robots in Disguise anniversary will be next year.
Yeah. That's true.
Here's some original concept art for Fire Convoy.
Not bad.
Yeah. And I would love to know the story of what they were thinking about making him a Maximal.
When these were being tweeted, I ran the auto translation on a couple of them, and basically the concept art just predated when they had chosen what faction symbols to use for the series. So. There was a point in time when this could have been Cybertron's as represented by the Maximal symbol instead of the Autobot symbol. Presumably nothing else about it would have been different, though.
Mm, can't get the other one to load, but yeah, there you go. For Don.
And this is just... I tweeted out to the gentleman that I love the Star Saber, and I'm hoping that we'll see a masterpiece... Super Fire Convoy before too long, and he tweeted back that he hopes he can work on it soon.
Very cool. So, Don, what do you expect? Do you think that'll happen?
Well, as I was saying in the pre-show, if they wanted to make an all-in-one Magnus and looked at the Titanium Ultra Magnus, for all its flaws, it still is a good base to say, this is what we want to achieve. How do we make it a masterpiece format? If you look at the Titanium Robots in Disguise Prime...
If you look at the Titanium figure and want to know how to make it a masterpiece, you throw the Titanium away and start
out the window,
over.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying you have to start from some basis.
And no, you don't.
It is the first all-in-one Magnus that sacrifices the Cab robot mold for the Ultra Magnus form. So if you look at the titanium,
you melt the titanium one down and reuse the metal for an actual good toy.
So wasn't the Spy Changer before the titanium?
Yes,
Spy Changer toy sucks.
Yeah, I'm so confused. Why are we talking about Ultra Magnus?
Yeah, I don't know,
because he has a masterpiece.
No, if they did Masterpiece Fire Convoy, I don't think they would like just throw out the small robot mode, though.
I would rather go back to the leader toy from...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, Chris is totally right. Why would you only have Super Fire Convoy? That mode sucks.
And the Super mode was not, like, a very prominent feature in the show,
right,
either. No, and that's what's going to inform mostly what they do.
Yeah, like, Fire Convoy as an action figure is not bad. It's boring,
yeah,
but it's
oh,
a nice
yeah,
little
I
action
like
figure.
Fire Convoy. Yeah.
But Super Fire Convoy is just kind of he's just kind of boring. Sorry, Don.
That's all right.
No, that's
this episode is called Sorry, Don.
That's the only reason I'd really care to see a Masterpiece Fire Convoy, just to see how it would be engineered to represent everything that Fire Convoy
yeah,
was.
Yeah, because see, I would hate to lose the smaller Fire Convoy robot, but mm-hmm. I'm just saying, if from a standpoint of cost versus production, they might have to drop that for...
It's a masterpiece. They shouldn't have to drop it, though.
Well, I'm just saying,
yeah, it's a masterpiece, Don. I would say that if they thought they'd have to drop a feature to make it, they'd probably just not make the figure.
Not make it at all, yeah.
But then we got... Again, we're going back to Ultra Magnus here. We got Ultra Magnus as a one piece, and you know, no
which
white
is
crime.
Consistent with how Ultra Magnus was portrayed in media,
the cartoon. Yeah.
And we're getting a better one that is portrayed like he should be. I don't know if it's better or not. I'm excited about it. Okay, so
it probably at least is good.
Yeah, Unite Warriors Metasaur. First look at the full team. There you go. I'm not buying this.
No.
I don't think anybody's buying this.
I'm thinking about it. I just like the novelty of gifts, Japanese gift sets.
Fair enough.
They took out the drag strip secondary colors.
Aw. So, oh, wow, like, yeah, he is extremely yellow.
And they painted the shoulders black to look more like the double front tires on the G1 toy.
Clever. Motormaster's way different too.
Yeah, with you know the Hasbro produced Wild Rider coming soon. There's much less motivation to go after one of these.
I'm kind of with Melvar though. If the box is like crazy looking,
yeah,
I'm not saying I would buy it, but I would definitely feel the
just like the novelty.
Yeah.
So let's see here. Let me bring this up. So, Chris had pointed out that Dragstrip, the G1 figure, had the double front tire, and he is painted. Oh, God, he is painted in the Takara version to imply that double front tire.
To fake you out for
that's
a brief
funny.
Second.
That is so weird.
That's so funny. That's good.
Oh, my God.
I approve of that. Oh, also on the box set, they better be all in vehicle mode and staggered like a G1 box set. Please.
There it is.
Please, yes.
Yeah, not packed in super robot mode. Get out of here. I need just the vehicles, like, flying to the upper right.
That bums me out, though, that they had to go in and actually paint that because... That is just really stupid. And if I had wanted to buy this, that kind of kills it for me.
Well, they made everybody look more bored. Like, they took all the interesting paint applications off from the Hasbro versions.
Yeah.
I don't even think Dead End has his pinstripe.
He doesn't.
Oh, God. Okay. So, forget that. So, we have in-hand photos of Cyclonus. And his Galvatron head, et cetera, et cetera.
It doesn't even look very Galvatron, though.
No, it doesn't.
Someone's
Galvatronus.
Someone somewhere suggested it even looked maybe a little bit more like Overlord than Galvatron.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe I'll decapitate that and put it on Leader Megatron to make a custom.
The face looks very Jeff Senior to me.
Yeah, what? Just kind of sad.
The Colonus looks good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks good. The Galvatronus torso oddly looks way more Superioni in Silverbolt to me.
It's a little bit seekery, isn't it?
Yeah. It somehow comes... like, that's the mode where it jumps out. Oh, this is Silverbolt again.
Yeah. So, let's see here. Let me pull that up.
Silverbolt with sick abs.
Yeah. I've got a four pack.
Sick abs. My allergies are killing me right now. I think Skype caused the pollen in the room to shuffle around. Oh, man.
Everything else is Skype's fault. Why not that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Why'd you get that pollination upgrade?
The pollination upgrade kit.
I sound like a fan voted name. Pollination. Pollinator.
Pollination Awakens.
Polynesian?
Pollination versus rumination.
Yeah. It's okay.
Versus a Polynesian.
Yeah. A Polynesia. So, yeah, that's something. Let's see here. The Protectobots, we have a better idea now of how they are going to, or through, based off of, like some of them we had, it's pretty obvious. Like, Blades is, Blades is basically, definitely Alpha Bravo, etc.
I didn't realize that was in question before.
Well, it's obvious. We have up close photos before.
Like Blades was the one that was the most obvious because it only has one new part.
Sorry.
And what a part. Boy, that head is,
man, it's awesome.
It's gigantic.
Blue. The face is gigantic. I think the head's basically normal size.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of face.
Yes. Whatever it is, he's very top heavy.
And I was reading the bio there. I like how they call him using his rotors and copter kung fu.
And, of course, we also have Streetwise, and he's based on Dead End.
Streetwise, they completely reshelled that toy, making a different car.
Yeah, like, seriously, the only parts that are shared between Dead End and Streetwise are the arms and the thighs. Everything else is different.
That's
weird. I was actually hoping we'd get like this shell just minus the light bar as Wild Rider, but
I'm kind of thinking the light bar is probably like
molded
a permanent
molded
fix
to the hood. Yeah.
And this
I don't think
you
can separate that.
This is the one Wave 2 figure that I've opened, and I really like it.
Dead End?
Yeah.
He, I like breakdown looks like a little bit more one. Having had time with all of them.
I really like Off-Road.
He Off-Road's weird, though, because Off-Road
I don't
is,
know
like,
which one I like, because mine are still in the mail.
the thing with Off-Road, though, and it's weird, is, like, Off-Road is, like, they went, what if we took an aerial bot and made it a truck?
Exactly. Yeah, he's very action figure-y. I really like him in robot mode. I know what you're saying. He seems like he's, like, a hybrid between the two.
Yeah, I mean, he's got airplane engineering, but he's a truck. It's really kind of strange.
I've hardly played with any of these, considering I, can't find
them. You can't find half of them, so.
Yeah. Off-Road's nice.
No, but Streetwise, like, the best part of Streetwise, though, I like the new head sculpt they gave him. That's really interesting looking. And he comes with a triple barrel shotgun.
Yes.
The Protectobots violently protect everybody in this continuity.
Well, Blade still has the rescue missiles on his forearm that Alpha Bravo had, so yeah.
Well, it's kind of like...
And Rook is a straight-up tactical battle van, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
I was going to say, it's kind of like Megatron's motto, peace by tyranny, so...
Peace through tyranny.
Maybe the team's motto is warning shots. They're just warning shots.
So we have...
Protection. From themselves.
So we have some BotCon and Collectors Club stuff. So now we have new images of Tarantulas, but I really don't care. So Don, you were on TFYLP this past week.
Yes, I
when,
was.
When Pete Sinclair was on.
Yes.
And he had a couple of announcements. Why don't you tell us what he had?
Well, the main thing was we had a reveal. We sent our super secret agent, Brett Megatoy Fan, was able to break into Pete's house, distract him, and was able to reveal a recolored Chop Shop from the Legends Megatron, possibly Vice Grip. We don't know for sure right now. Now, Pete did say that that the Megatron that came with that Vice Grip is not in the set, but who he's partnered with will be a surprise. So that's Vice Grip was a earlier BotCon exclusive from the Predacon Power Pinch or Power Hug? Power Pinch. I can't remember.
Power Hug was the Beast Wars second name for Retrax.
Yeah,
Retrax. Okay. Anyway, if it is Vice Grip, it is another homage to an earlier BotCon figure like Pack Radius.
But that wasn't really the big news. Actually, I guess he didn't tell you that. So that was separate. I thought that the Battle Trap was awesome.
No, okay. No, that was not revealed with us.
Okay, well, that's less awesome than I thought. I'm sorry. So Chop Shop's still awesome, but the most awesome of awesomes, which I love very much, is Battle Trap, the Duocon. Of course, from the I want to call it the Cloud Rodimus mold, because to me that's what it is now. From the Springer mold. But
that mold works so well fictionally as Battle Trap. It just really works so well.
For the youngins out there, Battle Trap was one of the two Duocons from G1. The other was Flywheels. Basically, they're the two vehicles that combine together, kind of like Power Linking did from Energon. And, Battle Trap was the I guess he was a blue, like, that was before the Hummer, but it was a Jeep or something, and a helicopter.
Yeah.
So, and of course, he is based off Springer, and that's an awesome toy. And this is an awesome redeco and remold because it has a new head, and I loves it. I want it.
All right,
I
so
think
let's,
the colors
let's
are kind of boring.
Speculating now,
it's
are
a
we Duocon.
Gonna
get, are we also going to get flywheels from the Blitzwing mold?
Yeah, I will be very surprised if we don't get a flywheel. Because
we speculated that. We speculated that anyway for like a year.
Doesn't the color scheme on Platinum Blitzwing look like it would work perfectly for a flywheels?
I'd take it.
Yeah.
So, yes, Diecast is boring, but it's a Duocon, so it's kind of the point.
Well, you know,
the only problem with it is the face needs to be a different shade of blue than the rest of it. I don't care about, you know, being faithfully toy accurate. It just needs a little bit more color variation on the head.
It does need to stand out a little bit more from the rest of the mold.
I have been super cheap when it comes to going to BotCon for years. Only going with the Primus package once, but when it was a set that I had to have. 2010, the G2 set. I'm going to have to change my tune, and I'm going to get this set.
Yeah, I have to have this set.
I'm going Primus package mold, this year.
It looks great in blue. I mean,
I could really care less what the rest are.
Yeah, everything else is just an added bonus.
Like, I wanted to get the Machine Wars set, but it just didn't click. This, you know, I don't care about the fiction. I just like the selection so far, so I am great with this.
I don't. I'm out.
Okay. more for me, then.
Do you think they're going to come in these eggs? It's like, we're not doing the box set this year. Here's your eggs.
No, I want to know where they found all of these, like, perfectly sized plastic eggs.
Dollar Tree.
For each of these toys.
Yeah, I've seen that size around.
Yeah.
But, I mean, every one of them is a different size. I didn't know they made that many different sizes of plastic eggs.
I was at Target or somewhere this weekend. They had, like, five, like, nested eggs, starting, obviously, very large, going down to smallish. So, yeah, I'm certain they had no
problem. I guess it's just a good thing they decided to do this around Easter, then.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, like, having this sort of
otherwise, this would be reveals out of shoes. Boxes.
Yeah, because having eggs like around Memorial Day would be kind of odd.
Unless it's like deviled eggs and you're having barbecue or something.
I love deviled eggs.
But not with Miracle Whip, Don. Not with
shut
Miracle
up. Yes, thank you.
Don.
You saw his face light up. Like, I can talk about the Miracle Whip.
Next time we get together, Don, if you want to make deviled eggs with Miracle Whip, I will try it.
Oh.
And
then he will throw up.
That'll be at TFCon, probably.
Yeah.
That'll be an RFC extra, Kilby trying Miracle Whip Devil Day.
We should all have to try them. We should record it at TFCon.
Have you ever had deviled eggs diecast?
Yeah.
Oh, they're great. Okay, good. I didn't know if that was like a super southern thing or not. John Machida will attend TFCon Toronto. That's cool.
And the thing that's kind of cool is, and just, you know, perfect for his specific talents, is he will be running the charity auction.
That's great. Wow.
I kind of wish he could make the Charlotte one, personally, but
he's still good. Yeah.
Oh, he had some great stories. The year he was at BotCon, he had some great stories.
And he can probably tell a lot of them in a little bit of time, too, can't he?
Yeah.
I think my favorite story.
So, Don, jumping back to the BotCon reveals, you said Pete said that whatever the Chop Shop recall is going to come with would be a surprise.
Yeah. He said that the Megatron that came with the Chop Shop was not in the set.
Right.
But when you see who the Vice Grip, when the
partner is.
Yeah, you'll be surprised at who the partner is that he's with.
So I have an idea about this. So they could take the Seeker, the Legend Seeker mold, and do it in Fractal's colors and put it together as Fractal and Vice Grip as a little mini set in another set.
And the surprise is revealed. Okay. So,
well, the only trouble is, though, I don't think this. Well, yeah.
Don wants to argue, and he just can't.
No. I'm just thinking. Are the Seeker arms strong enough to hold up? Does it matter? That toy.
Well, I mean, yeah, Don, because like the Seeker,
it held up the Waspinator one,
well, that's right? True. Yeah, that's about the same. I just wasn't sure if it would peg on properly or not.
It won't peg on the arm, but it can be held in the fist.
Yeah,
I just happen to have right here a Seeker and Megatron with a Chop Shop.
Okay,
and like we can test this right now.
Oh,
Don.
No, that's fine. I was just imagining a Seeker mold with a flying Chop Shop on back of it.
Would work too, because there's nothing to hold up there. It just sits on the wings.
Yeah.
Never
mind. Just go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah. It works.
Okay.
So can we? Are we at the point where we can use like Transformers Prime Beast Hunters stuff and just Transformers Prime stuff still for BotCon?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
So that's still like an option. There's a lot of like beasts for Beast Hunters.
Well, see, I was thinking, you know. Now, this is just me speculating off the top of my head, you know, but when they mentioned the boss or, you know, the leader of this group, I'm thinking Mob Boss, I'm thinking Cryotech, but we've already had the Cryofire Predaking from the Beast Hunters line. But that's what I'm thinking along those lines, is one of the dragon molds possibly as, you know.
Probably,
the
if anything, the boss is going to be the Armed Micron Breakdown mold.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
Yes.
Or that Griffin guy, whoever that guy was from Beast Hunters.
Grimwing.
Yeah, I like that mold
a lot.
So
the Breakdown mold, really?
Well, it was on that desk full of toys that was not supposed to be seen, but was in the background of the other podcast.
The Legends Gears Swerve mold, too, I think.
Yeah. And Pack Rat was there, and the what ended up being Battle Trap was there. So,
awesome.
Well, and probably the Breakdown mold would be called Decepticon Kingpin or something like that.
The Jazz mold was in there too. It looked like
in like rad colors.
Yeah. Reveal the Shield Jazz. Mm-hmm.
So based on our conversation, I was poking around, and somebody had done a digibash of Grimwing as Grotusk. I would love a Monster Bots theme for BotCon. That would be awesome.
That'd be cool.
Oh wow, yes.
That'd be cool.
That's pretty. That's very pretty. I like that.
Take notes, Fun Pub.
I don't like it.
Oh god, you're just a spoil sport tonight, Diecast.
Diecast doesn't like good things.
So here's the odd situation we found ourselves in tonight, where Don has reasonable points of view and Diecast is just wrong about everything. Like bizarro RFC.
I know. And we've had
to be fair, Diecast points of view aren't typically very reasonable, but Don's usually the one who's wrong about everything.
Okay. So, yeah. So, John Machida, there you go. Hey, so, tfradio.net/Amazon. Go to tfradio.net and click the little Amazon widget. It'll take you there. And pre-order Combiner Wars Wave 3.
Get them while they last.
Get them while they last. So, pretty sweet. I'm going to do that. Actually, I already did that. So, that's pre-ordered. And it will help me get Dystopia. Maybe. If, of course, if we don't, I'll get ridiculed for the Dystopia next year on the podcast.
Like Dystopia. You aren't going to find a way to do this.
Dystopia.
Yeah. Hey, look at it this way. When mine gets here, I'm just going to dance around on my webcam with it. Maybe do like a waltz, literally waltz around the room with it, and then I'm going to send
that
to you.
Can we earmark that for RFC extra content?
That was great.
I'm only going to do it if Brian doesn't get his, so that's a threat.
So last week we had Don suggesting the Victory box set. This week, I want to recommend the Transformers versus G.I. Joe trade paperback available at Amazon. So issues 1 through 5 have been collected into trade paperback form, and you can actually get that relatively inexpensively. So I believe that the digital version is like $7. It's pretty cheap. Yeah, yeah. The Kindle version is $7.99, and the physical version is $13.94. I'm actually going to buy a copy of that. That's going to be a lending copy to people that have been trying to get into the comic. So I'll just basically buy that and hand that out to friends. So I'd recommend that folks go out and buy that and help me get Dystopia. Or actually, no, seriously, do, you know, you don't have to do all your shopping, but just once in a while, you know, think about us and do it. It'll buy Dystopia, but it really helps keep us on the air. Of course, if a bunch of people bought stuff, it would help me get Dystopia. Yeah. But
apparently, now I'm not reading the TF versus G.I. Joe, but XV and Rob Clay have been gushing about it over the last several weeks.
Rob has.
Yes, I've been gushing about that, and we've been gushing collectively about more than meets the eye.
You know, Rob was making comments, and then I suggested to him what a rectangle might smell like to help him in his writing. But, yes. I mean, that's kind of the extent of my involvement with that.
Oh, okay.
So the Kindle version is $7.99, and the physical version is about $14. That's my recommendation for this week. And so, again, go to tfradio.net, click on the little Amazon logo. And when you go to when it takes you to Amazon, just bookmark that and make that the Amazon destination for whenever you need to buy something. That would be awesome.
You don't have to buy everything on Amazon, but when you buy something on Amazon, go to tfradio.net/Amazon.
Yeah, we would appreciate it.
Of course, if you want to buy everything through the link, that'd be great too.
Yeah, maybe we could afford
it. Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Anything you buy through Amazon.
Yeah. Yeah,
can I buy a house through Amazon yet?
Let's check. House.
That'd be great.
I'm surprised. Buy House of Cards on DVD or House the DVD set, but no house. Okay, so third-party news. So there's some third-party stuff in here that I think is interesting. So I might actually buy my first upgrade kit, but I bought the Junkion head, so I'm going to consider that my first upgrade kit. But DX9 is doing an upgrade kit for Megatron, Combiner Wars Megatron, which is available at Amazon. And I'm kidding, it's not right now. But it looks pretty nice. It's like $40, so it's expensive.
Yeah, I was going to say this went up for pre-order today, and it's $40. Yeah.
But I like it.
Mm. Yeah.
That's all right.
I like it. I would like to see if it can be transformed with the feet.
I sincerely doubt it.
Not. Yeah.
No.
It makes it purdy.
Yeah,
it also makes it half an inch taller.
Yeah, the lifts and the parts to extend his legs, there's no way that's going to peg together in vehicle mode.
No.
If there's one thing I thought looking at Megatron is, how can we make it bigger?
Yeah. I think this is specifically with mine to make it more play-friendly with Masterpiece toys.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, I can understand it because in robot mode, it's a really good, like, G1-looking Megatron. Yeah. And if you're trying to fit this in with your masterpieces until, yeah, like that. If you're trying to fit this in with your masterpieces until an actual good masterpiece Megatron is made, you're probably not concerned about the tank mode anyway. Because that would kind of defeat the point.
Yeah.
But no, I don't feel a need for this at all. Interesting how they put the slippers on there so it has like ankle articulation now, but
yeah.
Most of this just seems really superfluous and tacked on.
Yeah. But, you know.
Now get me an upgrade kit to make this a little bit smaller so it plays better with other classic stuff.
That's called a hammer.
I was thinking that's why you bend the knees. Just squat it down and...
Unfortunately, the knees only bend like 20 degrees because of the stupid treads.
Yeah. I like the look of it. If it ever went on clearance, I would be much more inclined to buy it. But I may get it. Just depends.
I mean, for my masterpiece shelf, I'll have Apollyon. I'm just hoping that figure comes out.
How much is Apollyon? Better.
$150.
So I was looking today at a retailer, and it was Big Bad Toy Store, and I saw that they had the new version of Hegemon for $110. And the new one fixes a lot of crap that, you know, was bad about the older version of Hegemon, specifically, I think, the head.
I love my Hegemon.
Okay, I was going to suggest you buy that instead. I forgot that you actually had Hegemon, so you're going to have both.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind then. So MMC has a sketch of a potential Overlord toy. Ooh. That's going to do called Carnifex. Yes, and it's a sketch. I've got lots of sketches. So
they've also got renders up too. But this is not the first time this has shown up. It's just the first we've heard of it since 2013. I checked.
Yeah. Yep. What are you gonna do?
But since they actually have been dumping a lot of material on this over the last week, I'm kind of thinking this is getting near the top of the production schedule.
Yeah, I think they like threw everything they had behind their not predicating and everything
right,
else kind of took a backseat to it.
Yeah.
Which they should have done. That was good. You know, get that thing finished.
To compete with the four other Predakings that were out there at the same time, yeah.
I don't think it was much of a competition.
It wasn't.
Yeah, John, you actually got the six member, so you have like ultimate Feral Rex, right?
Yeah. I mean I don't have them displayed like that, but yes, I could in theory make.
Have you at all?
Ultimate 10-pound Feral Rex. Yeah, I experimented with it, but I mean, I don't want his arms an Autobot. I can't do it. So,
but and, like, no, just from like a mechanical perspective, though, yes. How does it work out with six of them?
It works. It's just the physics are kind of funky because he's like again like 50 pounds, but it does work. And his backpack is obviously giant because it's an entire toy just like clinging to his back. But it works. You know what are you gonna say? I think. I'm glad to see that they're finally like ramping up other projects because everything they crank out, at least from a quality standpoint, is pretty amazing. So I'm looking forward to the rest of their.
I'm hoping to hear something more out of their Commodus or Spartan figures, their Turmoil Overlord mold.
You guys reminded me, my DJD boss actually shipped today. So I will have that. I don't know how long it takes to get here, a couple days. So hopefully Monday, if I have that in hand, I can actually review that.
Now that's the actual transforming one, not the smaller one that we saw at TFCon as a production sample, right?
No, they had this as a production sample at the MMC table at TFCon. Okay. But I'm not even sure it was colored. I think it was the gray prototype. Okay. So... But it's a, you know, standard size, like...
Deluxe-ish.
Deluxe-ish, yeah.
And he's the one that turns into a gun, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Rifle, yep. Right. I'm waiting for them to do the one that turns into the electric chair, personally.
I think that's next.
K-On, that's the one we've seen samples of.
And I like that they specifically scaled him up after they already started working on him just so the chair will work. With most deluxes. That's fun.
Yes.
I like Transformers that can become furniture. I developed a fan mode for Drop Shot or Cybertron Defense Scatter Shot so we can be a chair too.
Okay, cool.
Got to have places to sit, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's see here. Moving ahead. Okay, it came up. So, Perfect Effects, PEDX05, Leonidas. I love the name. Of course, that's the king from Sparta from 300 and history. But it's basically not Lyo Convoy. And I want it for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, I'll be honest, Brian. This is the first color pick I've seen because I've not been following this toy at all because, you know, I've got a Lyo Convoy and I'm kind of good with that. But I can see visually that's a very impressive figure.
It's cool looking.
I'll stick with this.
What is it? What is that?
Robot Masters.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sorry. I wasn't looking at me.
Do you have every toy ever just like 3 feet from you?
Well, it's
just
a bag
what I'm talking about.
Small room.
It's his bag of infinite holding.
I just imagine like piles of toys all around his seat.
That's what I look like right now, honestly. But yeah, I like that toy. The Robot Master version. Sorry, and it's not bad. But this, I don't know. It's kind of Gundam-y, I guess, or something.
Yeah, what's Zoidy. He supposed to go with?
Mm-hmm. What kind of Zoidy to me?
Zoidy, that works. It's just cool looking. I don't know. I don't even really like Lyo Convoy that much.
I think one of the concept drawings for this actually had it looking a lot like a Liger Zero.
Oh, yeah. He totally is that.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool looking, though. If it doesn't sell out, I'll get it.
It won't.
So that's
okay.
That's pretty cool. Hey, also on T-Formers, guys, what do we have? Rob.
Okay, well, first off, XB posted the first of the Combiner Wars Wave 2 Deluxe reviews today, Breakdown, which looks pretty decent, and the rest will be coming over the rest of the week. Of course, we have got print reviews, text reviews of Morden Meets the Eye number 39 and Transformers versus G.I. Joe number 6 to complement Fanboy versus Transformers. We've got a sighting for the Wave 1 Combiner Wars figures with comics in stores.
So far it's just drag strip, because apparently there's a revision case for Wave 2 that includes drag strip, so you can get all the Stunticons at once.
Really?
Okay, interesting.
That's just turning up at Walmarts right now. I have not actually seen that solicited anywhere online.
I'm glad they're doing like solid cases of Stunticons that will be handy.
But that's going to make the one aerial bot that comes in the second wave probably really hard to find.
Probably. Well,
unless they do a later revision wave and throw him in there.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a solid case of aerial bots somewhere around there.
I mean, they had to do something, though, to do some crossover with this because, you know, if you did not get access to wave one locally or you never got there when there was a drag strip, you know, with them split between two waves, you're kind of out of luck. Going forward, it's not going to have teams being split, so that's not really a big deal. But for this, they have to do something.
Or like you said, when they do that wave one again with the comic books, they can throw the other one that they're dropping now in wave two, the other aerial bot.
They very well could.
Yeah,
they very well could.
And lastly, we've got a short video clip that Grant Imahara from Mythbusters put up from the RoboGames event he attended of a really nice transforming remote control robot that has a really interesting and natural range of movement.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was pretty amazing, actually.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just the way the arms move in particular, that's...
That's thousands of dollars of robotics right there.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed. I was hoping to see it, like, walk.
Yeah, because it looks like it should be able to. It turned a little bit, and I'm pretty sure it did it on purpose, but...
I didn't see this. Oh, is this... This looks like one of those the things you get at Big Lots.
It's not.
Well, unless, you know, there's a robot frame put inside it.
Yeah, I'm not saying it is. It just looks like it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Okay, cool. Neat. Awesome. Hey, anything else? Anything else going on?
That's about it, as far as I know.
So, like I predicted, my caffeine levels plummeted. So, one thing I did do, though, if you're interested in pre-ordering Combiner Wars Wave 3, I created a nice little shortcut to remember. tfradio.net/CW3. So if anyone's interested, tfradio.net/CW3. Okay, cool.
So you need to order that Hema Rage.
Yes, I need the Hema Rage. Actually, the cool thing is, it'll be nice. I can actually go to bed on time tonight.
Nice. Probably not.
Get the, but now you get the Hema Rage for BotCon.
Because I've got to edit the show because of Skype crashing.
Yeah, get Hema Rage and take some to BotCon.
Of course.
Yeah.
I'm bringing some to BotCon. And I'm not drinking any of it. You are, Brian.
Okay. We'll do that. We'll video it. We'll do video.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, guys, I guess that'll do it for this week. Check out Fanboy vs. Transformers episodes, was it 4 and 5?
4 and 5.
And also, There Goes My Money, the minicast, RFC Extra, all that. It would make our day. Cool. Well, we'll see you next week.
It'll make your day.
Dystopia. It'll turn your day into an adventure.
Dystopia. Sweet dystopia. Pictures, sweet pictures. Happy, yes. Kill me, happy, kill me. Do it.
Dystopia.
Wait, but you know, Brian, the next time you end the show with, you know, it'll turn your day into adventure, the last 5 minutes of the show should be the original touch video.
That's true. Okay, so before the show ends, I want to point this out. Today is April 8th. Dystopia ends on April 15th, which means it will probably end not long after the live stream ends next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there it is.
Come on, man.
You can do it.
In all seriousness, like, his aftermarket is going to be something ridiculous.
Okay, Kilby, think about this. Like, before we started the show proper, you were hinting that you were thinking of dropping the Dystopia plan to get the BotCon set.
Yeah.
Think about how the majority of BotCon sets do in later value. They all go down.
Yeah,
Dystopia will not. You can get Battle Trap later for, you know, $70-$80 maybe.
Damn your logic.
My Vulcan logic.
Yeah, I was gonna say it. Damn your Vulcan logic.
Well, you need more cap. You need the Hemo Ring so you can be fast enough to get there before I do.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I'm kind of torn. I really want Brian to buy Dystopia, but I also want to see John like ballroom dancing with Dystopia around his house.
So, John, how much money do we have to put in a Patreon to get you to do that anyway?
If there was a Patreon that paid for Brian's Dystopia, I would do it for that. Everybody wins.
If anybody has any major purchases they want to make on Amazon, do it right now. tfrd.net/Amazon or
yeah, you never know when Amazon's going to go under, so hurry up and buy something.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. So, next week, we will know the ultimate decision that I make on Dystopia.
You better get Dystopia.
I guarantee you, by the end of next week's episode, we have to know whether or not I get Dystopia.
You better get Dystopia.
You know, we've had fewer purchases from Amazon this month than we had last month. I don't think the fans want me to get it.
The problem there is you're listening to the fans.
Yeah.
We love our fans.
We love our fans.
Listen to your heart, but, Brian.
Listen to them.
Yeah, believe in the heart of the cards, Brian.
Dystopia.
Okay. We'll be back next week. Have a good one.
Take care, everybody.
Dystopia.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999.
100% girlfriend free since 1999.